Well, I'll sum it up with a very positive, with brilliant performance, absolutely brilliant performance. That's probably the best we've ever played since I've been here. And it's just not taking chances in front of goal. I've become a bit like an old gramophone in the last couple of games. But there was chances to have won that game by half-time tonight, clear-cut chances. And I'm getting a bit fed up repeating myself week after week. And it's rather difficult to stand here and try and explain how we've lost the game by 2-1. But we have. That's the harsh reality of it. Football can be very cruel to you. And you don't always have to play well to win matches. And certainly Port Vale must be feel very fortunate tonight that they've got a point, let alone three.
Yeah, difference was last few games you've had a lot of ball, not created clear cut, but tonight it was, you cut them open many, many times, much improved, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. I mean, considering, you know, we've got this programme, as you know, of Saturday, Tuesday, you certainly wouldn't have believed that we've had 9 games in March, and that was our first game of another 9 that we've got in the month of April. And you certainly wouldn't have thought that when you see the effort that went into it and then just basically the way that we played. Kept the ball exceptionally well and we've moved the ball from our own half into their half and ended up having shots at their goal. What more can you do, to be honest? The difference is, of course, is putting the ball in the net. And a lot of their fans at the end just called me over because they just wanted to say that they couldn't believe that Port Vale had won the game and that we'd played particularly well. And there's quite a few of them that actually said we're the best team that's come here this season. It's the best footballing team that they've seen at Vale Park this season. But, of course, that means absolutely zilch if you've not won the game. So, but we won't change. I certainly won't change. I'll continue to want my boys to play that way. If we can just get that ruthlessness in front of goal. I mean, you saw the opportunities that we had, and we certainly can't afford to continue to miss opportunities like that to have won the game. You know, Billy stands out for me as probably the clearest opportunity to have scored, and it was a brilliant move with him and Mickey Jones, played themselves in, little 1-2 on the edge of their box. Billy's one-on-one with the goalkeeper, and keeper saved it. I thought he certainly should have put that in the net. That ends up being 2-0, and the game would be effectively over. But obviously from their next attack, it ends up in the back of our net, and it's we go back to 1-1. So that one will certainly haunt him. It will certainly haunt me for a few more days, I have to say.